The next word is brother. Hush, hush. Minai ist Brat. Breakdown. This is the preposition, at, or, with, but in this case, it signifies possession. Think of it as, I have. Minra. Myanya, this is the personal pronoun, me, but in this case, it means, my. Yest. Yest, this is the verb, to be, or, to have, indicating possession. Brat. Brat, this is the noun, brother. Translation. I have a brother. Variations. Minai ist va brata. Minai ist dva brata. I have two brothers. Minai ist sistra. Minai ist sistra. I have a sister. Pronunciation. Brat. Brat, the sound is like the in father. Sistra. Sistra, the e sound is like the e in bed. Key concept, the preposition u. U is important in expressing possession in Russian. It translates to at or with, but in this context, it signifies I have. English, brother. Brat. Brat, Russian, brother. Brat. Brat. The next word is trip. Hush, hush. Моя поездка в Париж была очень интересной. Breakdown. Моя. My, this is the possessive adjective in the nominative case, feminine gender, singular form. It is used to indicate that the trip belongs to the speaker. It is pronounced as Моя in English. Поездка. Trip, this is the noun in the nominative case, feminine gender, singular form. It refers to a journey or a voyage. It is pronounced as поездка in English. To, this is a preposition that indicates direction. It is pronounced as V in English. Paris. Paris, this is a proper noun, the name of a city. It is pronounced as Paris in English. Bula. Was, this is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the feminine gender, singular form. It indicates that the trip took place in the past. It is pronounced as Bila in English. Очень. Very, this is an adverb that intensifies the adjective, interesting. It is pronounced as очень in English. Интересный. Interesting, this is an adjective in the instrumental case, feminine gender, singular form. It describes the trip. It is pronounced as интересной in English. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns, adjectives, and pronouns change their forms depending on their function in the sentence. This is known as case. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence, while the instrumental case is used to describe something. Gender. Russian nouns are assigned one of three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. This affects the forms of adjectives and pronouns that modify them. Word order. Russian is a relatively free word order language, but there are some guidelines. The most common structure is subject-verb-object, SVO. Variations of trip. Путешествие. Journey, travel, this word is more formal than поездка, and is often used for longer journeys. It is pronounced as путешествие in English. Excursия. Excursion, tour, this word is used for organized trips, often with a specific purpose, like visiting a museum or going sightseeing. It is pronounced as excursia in English. English translation. My trip to Paris was very interesting. Word pronunciation. Поездка. Поездка. Интересный. Интересной. The next word is beyond. The word beyond can be used in many ways, but let's consider the way it means more than or further than. We'll use it to describe something that surpasses expectations. Russian sentence. Я талант нашёл. Хай. За. Переделеру. Ожидание. Slash. Хай. Breakdown. Я. Её. Her. Feminine possessive pronoun. Её. Талант. Talent. 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 Нашёл. Нашёл. Went. Past tense. Masculine singular. Нашёл. За. За. Beyond. Behind. За. Пределы. Пределы. Limits. Boundaries. Пределы. Ожидания. Ожидания. Expectations. Ожидания. Meaning. Her talent went beyond expectations. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives, pronouns, and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they modify. In this sentence, the noun. Talent. Talent is masculine, so the verb. Нашёл. Went, is also in the masculine form. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are very important, and often change the meaning of a sentence. Here, the preposition. За. Beyond, is crucial to the meaning of the sentence. Word order. While Russian word order is generally less strict than English, it can still influence the meaning. In this sentence, the placement of the verb. Нашёл. Went, before the object. Предел. Limits, emphasizes the action of going beyond. Variations. За пределы. Beyond, can also be used with other verbs, such as. Выйти. To go out, or. Пройти. To go through. For example. Она вышла за пределы своих возможностей. She went beyond her capabilities. Мы прошли за пределы дозволенного. We went beyond the allowed. Translation. Её талант нашёл за пределы ожидания. Pronunciation. Её талант нашёл за пределы ожидания. The next word is sleep. The word sleep in Russian is сон. Pronounced сон. Here's a sentence using сон. Я хочу спать, Ири. Я хочу спать. This sentence literally means I want sleep. The verb хочу. Хочу. Means I want. The word спать, Ири. Спать. Means to sleep. Here's a breakdown. Я. Я. Pronounced, я, is the Russian word for I. Хочу. Хочу. Pronounced, хочу, is the first person singular present tense of the verb хотеть. Хотеть. Pronounced, хотеть, meaning, to want. Спать. Спать. Pronounced, спать, is the infinitive verb, to sleep. Key concepts. Infinitive verbs. In Russian, infinitive verbs end in теере. Темяк и знак. Pronounced, T. Variations. Спал. Спал. Pronounced, спал, is the masculine past tense of the verb спатеере. Спать. To sleep. It means, slept. S-P-A-L-A. Спала. Pronounced, спала, is the feminine past tense of the verb спать. Спать. to sleep. It means slept. S-P-A-L-O. Spalo. Pronounced spalo is the neuter past tense of the verb spatere. Spat. To sleep. It means slept. Translations. Sleep. Son. Pronounced son to sleep. Spat. Pronounced spat. The next word is fish. The word rima, pronounced rima, is a feminine noun in Russian and means fish in English. It is often used in plural form. Here is an example sentence. Я люблю есть рыбу. Я люблю есть рыбу. This means, I love to eat fish. Я. Pronounced. Я. Means, I. Люблю. Pronounced. Люблю. Means, I love. Есть. Pronounced. Есть. Means, to eat. Рыбу. Pronounced. Рыба. Means, fish. The sentence is in the present tense. The verb. Люблю. Люблю. Is in the first person singular form of the present tense. The verb. Есть. Есть. Is also in the present tense, but it's in the infinitive form. Another way to say, I love to eat fish, is Я люблю рыбу. Я люблю рыбу. This is a shorter way to say it, and omits the verb, to eat, which is implied. You could also say Мне нравится есть рыбу. Мне нравится есть рыбу. This means, I like to eat fish. Мне. Pronounced. Мне. Means, to me. Нравится. Pronounced. Нравится. Means, I like. You can use these phrases to practice using the word. Рыба. In different contexts. English. Fish Russian. Рыба. Pronounced. Рыба. The next word is find. The word find can be translated into Russian as найти. Найти, which means to find. It is a verb, so its form will change depending on the subject and tense. Here is an example. Я нашел книгу в библиотеке. Я нашел книгу в библиотеке. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, pronoun, nominative case, pronunciation. Я. Нашел. Нашел, found, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronunciation. Нашел. Книгу. Книг, book, noun, accusative case, pronunciation. Книгу. V, in, preposition, pronunciation. V. Библиотеки. Библиотек, library, noun, prepositional case, pronunciation. Библиотеке. Meaning, I found a book in the library. Key concepts. The verb. Найти. Найти, conjugates depending on the subject and tense, just like English verbs. In this example, the verb. Нашел. Нашел is in the past tense because the action of finding happened in the past. The noun. Книгу. Книг is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb. Нашел. Нашел. Variations. Найти. Найти can also be used in the infinitive form. Найти. Nati has many other forms depending on the tense and subject. Pronunciation. The stress in nati. Nati is on the first syllable. Ni. The I sound in nati. Nati is like the E in C. The G sound in knigu. Nig is like the G in go. English / Russian translations. Find. Nighty. Nighty, book. Книга. Книга, library. Библиотека. Библиотка. The next word is promise. I will give you my обещание. Обещание / обещание / that I will help you understand the Russian language. The word обещание is a noun and means promise. This sentence is in the future tense. The verb is vam. Beakutteri / that / which means to give. The sentence uses the dative case of the pronoun tebi. Teye beakut / tibia / which means to you. The dative case is used to show indirect objects in Russian. The word обещание is in the nominative case, because it is the direct object of the verb вам. English. I will give you my promise. Russian. Я тебе даем обещание. Pronunciation. Я тебе дам обещание. Key concept. The dative case in Russian is often used with verbs that express giving, telling, or showing. The next word is potential. The word potential in Russian is potential. Pronounced potential. It's a noun, and it can be used in a variety of contexts to describe the possibility or capacity for something to develop or grow. Here's an example sentence. У него большой потенциал как писателя. Pronounced UNYVO BOLSHOI POTENZIAHL KAK PISATILIA. Breakdown. U. Pronounced U. This is the preposition at or with, and it indicates possession. NIVO. Pronounced NYVO. This is the pronoun he in the genitive case, indicating that the potential belongs to him. BOLSHOI. Pronounced Bolshoi, this is the adjective, big or large, modifying potential. Potential. Pronounced Potential, this is the noun, potential. Как. Pronounced Как, this is the conjunction, as, indicating a role or function. Писателя. Pronounced Писателя, this is the noun, writer, in the genitive case. Translation. He has great potential as a writer. Key concept. The genitive case is often used after prepositions like у, at, with, and it indicates possession. For example, у меня есть книга, I have a book. Меня is the genitive case of the pronoun I. Variations. The adjective большой, big, can be replaced with other adjectives to describe the potential, such as огромный, huge, значительный, significant, or небольшой, small. The word потенциал can also be used figuratively, such as in the phrase потенциал для роста, potential for growth. English and Russian translation. Potential. Потенциал. Potential. The next word is energy. English. The professor spoke about the importance of энергия. Energy. In modern society. Breakdown. Energy. Energy. Is the noun energy. It is used in the sentence as the object of the preposition or, about. The noun energia has two forms. Energia is the nominative singular form. Energia is the genitive singular form, and is used after prepositions. Savremenava is the adjective, modern. Savremenny is the masculine singular form of the adjective. It is used in the genitive singular form, because it modifies the noun obeshchayesteve or society. Obshistva is the noun, society. It is in the genitive singular form, because it is the object of the preposition ve, in. Translation. Energia. Energia, energy. Energy. Energy, energy. Savremenava. Suvremenava, modern. Obshistva. Obshestva, society. Helpful hints. Note the stress on the second to last syllable of the word. Energia. Savremenny is a common adjective, and is easy to remember, if you think of its root. Время. Time. The next word is trouble.
У.
Меня.
Были.
Неприятности. С.
Этим.
Заданием. Breakdown.
У.
Меня.
Были.
Неприятности. Colon, this translates to, I had trouble. The sentence uses the genitive case, the, of, case. This case is frequently used in Russian to indicate possession, but also with certain verbs and prepositions. Here, we use
у
with меня to show that the trouble belongs to the speaker.
Были
is the past tense of the verb беру-теири, to be. Conjugated for the plural, as
неприятности
is a plural noun.
С этим
заданием colon, this means, with this task. The preposition, S, means, with, and is followed by the instrumental case of the noun.
Заданием.
The instrumental case in Russian is often used to indicate how an action is done, or what tools are used to complete it. Here, it shows how the speaker was having trouble. Key concepts. Genitive case. This is a grammatical case that shows possession, or a part of something, and is often translated as, of. Instrumental case. This grammatical case shows how an action is performed, or what tools are used to perform it. The verb беру-теири, to be. This is a very common verb in Russian, and can have many different uses. In this case, it's used in its past tense form. Pronunciation.
У.
У.
Меня.
Маэнья.
Были.
Байли.
Неприятности.
Неприятности.
С.
С.
Этим.
Этим.
Заданием.
Заданием. Translation. Trouble.
Неприятность.
Неприятность. Trouble. The next word is relation. The word, relation, in English has many meanings, but in this example, we'll focus on its meaning as a connection between people, or things. The Russian word for, relation, is отношение. Отношение. The.
Yeah.
At the end is pronounced like the E in bed. It is a noun, and can be used in both singular and plural forms. Here is a Russian sentence using the word.
У меня хорошие отношения с моими родителями.
Here is a breakdown.
У.
You.
This is a preposition that means at or with. It is pronounced like the U in moon. Minra. Menya. This is a personal pronoun that means me or I and is pronounced like menya.
Horoshii.
Horoshii. This is an adjective that means good and is pronounced like horoshii.
Atashenye.
Atashenye. This is the plural form of the noun.
Atashenye.
And means relations or relationships and is pronounced like otnoshinaya.
S. This is a preposition that means with and is pronounced like the S in sun.
Moimi.
Moimi. This is a possessive pronoun that means my and is pronounced like moimi.
Roditliami.
Roditliami. This is the plural form of the noun.
Rodital.
Rodital, which means parent and is pronounced like roditliami. Here is the English translation of the Russian sentence. I have a good relationship with my parents. Word and pronunciation. Relation.
Отношение.
Отношение. The next word is touch. The word touch in English has many meanings and can be used in many different grammatical contexts. For the sake of this exercise, we will focus on the verb form to touch, which means to make contact with something with your fingers or hand. Here is a Russian sentence that uses the word touch.
Не трогай эту картину.
Breakdown.
Не.
Не. This is the negative particle in Russian. It is pronounced не. This is often called the not particle. It can be added to the front of many verbs.
Трогай.
Трогай. This is the imperative form of the verb to touch.
Трогать.
Трогать. The imperative is used for commands and requests. It is pronounced трогай.
Эту.
Эту. This is the accusative case of the demonstrative pronoun this. It is pronounced эту. The accusative case is often used with direct objects of a sentence.
Картину.
Картину. This is the noun, picture, in the accusative case. It is pronounced картину. This is an exclamation mark and serves to emphasize the command. Translation. Do not touch this picture. English pronunciation. Не трогай эту картину. Key concepts. Imperative form. This is a common form for commands and requests in Russian. Accusative case. This case is important for direct objects, which are the nouns or pronouns that receive the action of the verb. Variations.
Neutron.
Neutron. This is the informal imperative form of the verb to touch. It is a more informal command.
Пожалуйста, не трогайте.
Пожалуйста, не трогайте. This is a polite request, meaning, please do not touch. It is useful for being polite when asking someone not to touch something.
Можно я прикоснусь?
Можно я прикоснусь? This is a question that means, may I touch? It is a polite way to ask for permission to touch something. The word touch is a versatile word in English and Russian. It is important to note that the word touch can have other meanings, such as to feel something with your fingers. It is important to remember the context in which the word is being used so that you can correctly translate it into Russian. The next word is file. Hash hash.
File.
Fail is a very important word in the modern world. It can mean the physical object, like a folder, or the digital file on your computer. Here's an example sentence using the word file.
Я сохранил файл на рабочем столе.
Я сохранил файл на рабочем столе.
Breakdown. Sochranil. Sochranil, past tense of sochranit. Sochranit, to save, verb. File. Fail, file. No. Na, on. Rabochim. Rabochim, adjective meaning working or work related. Story. Stole, table. Key concept. The word. File. Fail is a borrowed word from English and is pronounced very similarly. It is used extensively in Russian, so it is important to learn the word. Сохранить. Сохранить can be used in many different situations and is a very important verb to know. Translation. I saved the file on the desktop. Pronunciation. File. Fail. File. Сохранил. 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 Like, so, in, so far, and, ни, in, kneecap. Рабочим. 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 Story. Stole. Stole. Variations. File. Fail. Plural form. Сохраняю. Сохраняю, present tense, I am saving. Сохраняйте. Сохраняйте, imperative, save, you all. The next word is middle. The word, middle, in Russian is средний. Pronounced, средний, stress on the first syllable. It is an adjective meaning, average, or, in the middle. Here is a sentence. Он сидел в среднем ряду кресел в театре. Breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Он is a pronoun meaning he. Сидел. Pronunciation. Сидел is the past tense of the verb to sit, which is сидеть. Pronunciation. Сидеть. Pronunciation. V is a preposition meaning in. Srednim. Pronunciation. Srednim is the adjective middle in its locative case, used to describe where something is located. Remember that Russian adjectives change form depending on what they are describing and how they are being used in the sentence. This is called declension. Radu. Pronunciation. Ряду is the dative case of the noun. Рад. Pronunciation. Ряд, which means row. This case is used to indicate the indirect object of the verb. Кресел. Pronunciation. Кресел is the genitive case of the noun. Кресло. Pronunciation. Кресло, meaning chair. Pronunciation. V is a preposition meaning in. Театре. Pronunciation. Театре is the prepositional case of the noun. Театр. Pronunciation. ТТР meaning theater. This case is used with prepositions to show the location of something. Translation. He was sitting in the middle row of chairs in the theater. Helpful hints. The средний word is used frequently and can be applied to many contexts, such as middle age. Средний возраст. Pronounced средний возраст or middle school. Средняя школа. Pronounced средняя школа. Russian has 6 grammatical cases, which is a lot more than English. This means that nouns and adjectives change their form depending on how they are used in a sentence. Practice using the средний word in different contexts to become more comfortable with its usage. English and Russian translation of the word and pronunciation. Middle. Средний. Pronounced средний. The next word is bar. The word bar can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Let's look at an example. The bar is open. This would be translated as
Bar открыт.
Breakdown.
Bar.
Pronounced bar, this is the most common translation for bar, and refers to a place where you can buy and drink alcoholic beverages. It's important to note that there is no plural form of this word, as it is used in a generic sense.
Открыт.
Pronounced открыт, the word открыть is the masculine past participle of the verb открыть, to open. It means open and agrees in gender with the noun
bar.
In addition to this example, here are some other variations of the word bar and their Russian translations.
Bar.
Pronounced bar, this is a more formal, literary version of the word bar, often used in specific contexts like a bar in a hotel or restaurant.
Stoika bara.
Pronounced stoika bara, this literally means bar counter and is used when referring to the physical structure of a bar.
Zal bara.
Pronounced zal bara, this means bar hall and is used when referring to the entire space of a bar. Overall, the word bar is a versatile and commonly used word in Russian. You can use it in a variety of contexts, as long as you remember the correct translation for each specific situation. The next word is suffer.
Hash hash. Страдать.
Страдать, to suffer. Sentence.
Он страдает.
On stradito te selierienoikratkoigeolomenoikratkoibole. Breakdown.
On.
On. On, he, masculine pronoun esteradeaiete.
Stradait.
Stradit, present tense, third person singular of the verb.
Stradat.
Stradat, to suffer or tear.
Ot.
Ot, from preposition selierienoikratkoi.
Silnoi.
Silnoi, strong, adjective, feminine, genitive case geolomenoikratkoi.
Головной.
Головной, head, adjective, feminine, genitive case боли.
Боли.
Боли, pain, noun, feminine, genitive case. Translation. He suffers from a strong headache. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The adjective.
Silnoi.
Silnoi, and noun.
Боли.
Боли, must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Prepositions. The preposition.
Ot.
Ot, is used to indicate the source of something, similar to, from, in English. Case. The noun.
Боли.
Боли is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition.
Ot.
Ot. Pronunciation. Estradatieri.
Страдать.
Страдать. Stress on the first syllable selierienoikratkoi.
Silnoi.
Silnoi. Stress on the first syllable geolomenoikratkoi.
Головной.
Головной, stress on the first syllable боли.
Боли.
Боли, stress on the first syllable. Variations. Past tense.
Страдал.
Страдал, suffered, masculine singular.
Страдала.
Страдала, suffered, feminine singular.
Страдали.
Страдали, suffered, plural, imperative.
Страдай.
Страдай, suffer, informal, singular, infinitive.
Страдать.
Страдать, to suffer. English, suffer, / stress s turned v for / Russian.
Страдать.
Страдать. The next word is over.
The word over can have multiple meanings in English, so we'll explore a few Russian sentences showcasing its versatility. 1. Over as a preposition of location. English. The book is over there on the table. Russian. Книга лежит на столе там, за столом. Книга. Книга, book. Лежит. Лежит, lies, present tense, third person singular. На, on. Столе. Stole, table. Там. Там, there. За. За, behind. Столом. Столом, table, instrumental case. Key concept. In this case, over conveys the idea of beyond or on the other side of the table. 2. Over as a preposition of time. English. The party is over. Russian. Вечеринка закончилась. Вечеринка. Вечеринка, party. Закончилась. Закончилась, ended, past tense, feminine singular. Key concept. Over, in this context indicates the completion of an event. 3. Over as a preposition meaning, more than. English. She is over 30 years old. Russian. Ей больше 30 лет. Ей. Ей, her, dative case. Больше. Больше, more. 30. 30. Лет. Let, years. Key concept. Over, expresses the idea of exceeding a specific quantity. 4. Over as an adverb. English. The car drove over the bridge. Russian. Машина проехала по мосту. Машина. Машина, car. Проехала. Проехала, drove, past tense, feminine singular. По. Па, along. Мосту. Мосту, bridge, dative case. Key concept. Over, in this case indicates movement across a surface, or obstacle. Remember, the exact Russian translation of over depends on its specific meaning in the English sentence. Pay close attention to the context to choose the most appropriate preposition, or adverb. The next word is strategy. The Russian word for strategy is стратегия. Pronounced стратегия. Here's a sentence using the word. У него была отличная стратегия для решения этой проблемы. Breakdown. У. You, this is a preposition meaning, at, or, with, and indicates possession. In this sentence, it's used to say, he had. Него. Него, this is a pronoun meaning, him, or, his. It refers to the subject of the sentence. Была. Была, this is the past tense of the verb, to be. Быть. Pronounced byte. Отличная. Отличная, this is an adjective meaning, excellent, or, great. Стратегия. Стратегия, this is the noun meaning, strategy. Для. Для, this is a preposition meaning, for. Решение. Решение, this is the genitive case, possessive, of the noun. Решение. Решение, meaning, solution. It is used in combination with the preposition. Для. To indicate purpose. Этой. Этой, this is an adjective meaning, this, or, this one. Проблемы. Проблемы, this is the genitive case of the noun. Проблема. Проблема, meaning, problem. It is used here to indicate the object of the solution. Translation. He had a great strategy for solving this problem. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to indicate possession, or to show the object of an action. Here, it's used with решение. And проблемы. To show the purpose of the strategy, and the object of the solution. Prepositions. Prepositions like у and для are important to show relationships between words in a sentence. Pronunciation. Стратегия. Colon, стратегия. Отличная. Colon, отличная. Variations of стратегия. The word стратегия doesn't have a lot of variations, but you can use the plural form стратегии. Стратегии, to mean strategies. Remember, practice makes perfect. Keep working on your Russian, and don't hesitate to ask for more examples. The next word is deep. The word глубокий. Глубокий can be used to describe something that is deep in the literal sense, like a well, or a lake, or in a figurative sense, like someone's thoughts, or emotions. Here's an example. Он погрузился в глубокие размышления. Он погрузился в глубокие размышления. Breakdown. Он. He. Погрузился. Погрузился, past tense of the verb. Погружаться. Погружаться, to immerse, to plunge. V. In. Глубокие. Глубокие, deep, plural form of. Глубокие. Глубокие. Размышления. Размышления, thoughts, reflections, plural noun. Translation. He immersed himself in deep thoughts. Key concept. The use of the preposition. V. With. Погрузился. Погрузился is important. It denotes the direction of the action, and shows that the person is moving into a state of deep thought. Pronunciation. Глубокий. Глубокий, the G sound is similar to the G in go, but slightly softer. The O sound is similar to the O in hot. Погрузился. Погрузился, the G sound is similar to the G in go, but slightly softer. The Y at the end of the word is a soft sound, almost like a E in C. Variations. Глубина. Глубина, depth, noun. Глубоко. Глубоко, deeply, adverb. Глубокий. Глубокий, deep, adjective. English, deep Russian. Глубокий. Глубокий. The next word is except. Hash hash. Кроме. Кроме, except. Sentence. Кроме. Снега. Снега. Все. Висео. Было. Байло. Покрыто. Покрыто. Льдом. Льдом. Breakdown. Кроме. Кроме, except. This is the preposition meaning, except, and is often used with the genitive case. The E in кроме. Кроме is short, and the O is pronounced like O. Снега. Снега, snow. This is the genitive case of the word. Снег. Снег. The E in снега. Снега is short. Все. Visio, everything. This word is in the nominative case, so it agrees with было. Байло, in gender, and number. The E in все. Visio is short.
Bira.
Bilo was. This is the past tense of the verb.
Bit.
Bite. The O in
Bira.
Bilo is pronounced like O.
Pakrita.
Pakrito, covered. This is the past participle of the verb.
Pakrit.
Pokrit. The O in
Pakrita.
Pakrito is pronounced like O.
Dom.
Eldom, ice. This is the instrumental case of the word.
Lit.
Led. The E in
Dom.
Eldom is short. Translation. Everything except the snow was covered in ice. Key concept. The use of the genitive case after the preposition.
Krummi.
Chrome is important to remember. Memorization tip. Imagine a world covered in ice, but one spot of snow remains. This will help you remember the use of
Krummi.
Chrome to mean except. Pronunciation guide.
Krummi.
Chrome, pronounce the O like O and the E is short.
Snigger.
Snigger, pronounce the E in the first syllable as short, and the A in the second syllable is like the A in father.
Fser.
VCO, pronounce the E short and the O like O.
Bila.
Bilo, pronounce the O like O.
Pakrita.
Pakrito, pronounce the O like O.
Dom.
Eldom, pronounce the E short and the O like O.
English, except Russian.
Krummi.
Chrome.
The next word is clean. The word clean in Russian is
Chisty.
Kisty. And it can be used as an adjective meaning clean or as a verb meaning to clean. Here is an example sentence.
Пожалуйста, помогите мне убрать эту комнату. Она очень грязная. Я хочу, чтобы она была чистой.
English translation. Please help me clean this room. It is very dirty. I want it to be clean. Breakdown.
Пожалуйста.
Пожалуйста. Please, polite request.
Помогите.
Помогайте. Help me, imperative plural, you all.
Мне.
Не. Me, dative case.
Убрать.
Убрать. To clean, to remove, infinitive.
Эту.
Эту. This, feminine singular accusative case.
Комнату.
Комнату. Room, feminine singular accusative case.
Она.
Owner. It, feminine singular nominative case.
Очень.
Ocean.
Very.
Грязная. Грязная. Dirty, feminine singular nominative case.
Я.
Я. I, nominative case.
Хочу.
Хочу. I want, present tense, singular.
Чтобы.
Ch to be. In order to, so that.
Она.
Owner. It, feminine singular nominative case.
Была.
Была. Was, would be, past tense, feminine singular.
Чистой.
Кистой. Clean, feminine singular instrumental case. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns and adjectives are assigned a gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. In this sentence, the noun, room,
комната.
Is feminine, so the adjective, clean.
Чистая.
Also needs to be in the feminine form. Case. Russian has six grammatical cases, nominative, accusative, genitive, dative, instrumental, and prepositional, which indicate the role of a word in a sentence. The case of each noun and adjective in the sentence is important for grammatical correctness. Imperative mood. The verb, help.
Помогите.
Is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command. Infinitive. The verb, to clean.
Убрать.
Is in the infinitive form. Pronunciation notes.
Чистый.
Кисти. The chair sounds like a soft ch, like in chair.
Комната.
Комнату. The k is a hard k sound. The t at the end is silent.
Грязная.
Грязная. The g is a hard g sound. The ya at the end is pronounced like the y in yard. English. Clean Russian.
Чистый.
Кисти. The next word is tend. The word tend has several meanings in English, and we can use different Russian words to convey each of them. Here's an example of how it can be used in Russian, along with a breakdown. Sentence. Анаскромно каписсимизму. Breakdown. Она. She, pronoun, feminine, nominative case, pronounced, она. Склонна. Tends, adjective, feminine, singular, nominative case, pronounced, склонна. К. To, towards, preposition, pronounced, к. Пессимизму. Pessimism, noun, masculine, dative case, pronounced, pessimizmu. Meaning. She tends towards pessimism. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have genders. The adjective. Склонна. Changes to agree with the noun. Она. Which is feminine. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. Here. Пессимизму. Is in the dative case because it follows the preposition. К. Variations of tend. In this sentence, tend is used to express a general inclination or tendency. This is similar to the English phrase, is prone to. Translation. Она. She. Склонна. Tends. К. То. Пессимизму. Pessimism. The next word is advance. The word advance can be used as a noun or a verb in Russian. Here is an example using the noun form.
Прогресс науки сделал огромный шаг вперед.
Прогресс. Progress, progress, noun. V in preposition.
Науки.
Наруки, science, noun.
Сделал.
Сделал, made, verb, past tense, masculine singular.
Огромный.
Огромный, huge, adjective. Шаг. Шаг, step, noun.
Вперед.
V period, forward, adverb. Translation. Progress in science has made a huge step forward. Key concept. Notice how the adjective
огромный
огромный agrees in gender and number with the noun
шаг.
Шаг. This is important for grammar. Here is an example using the verb form.
Мы должны продвигать наши идеи.
Мы. Emma, we, pronoun. Должны.
Dolmetsha, must, modal verb.
Prodvigat.
Prodvigat, to advance, verb, infinitive.
Nashi.
Narshe, our, possessive adjective.
Idye.
Idai, ideas, noun, plural. Translation. We must advance our ideas. Key concept. In Russian, the infinitive form of the verb.
Продвигать.
Продвигать is used after modal verbs like
должны,
должна. English. Advance, noun, slash advance, verb, Russian.
Progress.
Slash.
Продвигать.